Om Shanti. 29th June 2018. Today is Friday. Today's blessing is, may you grant a vision of your blissful life with your balance and become worthy of receiving everyone's blessing. Balance is the greatest art. When you have a balance of remembrance and service, you will continue to receive the Father's blessings. With a balance in every aspect, you will easily become number one. It is your balance that will grant many souls a vision of your blissful life. While keeping a balance in your awareness at all times, continue to experience all attainments, and you yourself will continue to move forward and enable all souls to move forward. Baba is teaching us the art of balance. When you keep this balance in your awareness all the times, which balance? Remembrance and service. You will continue to experience all attainments, and you yourself will continue to move forward and also enable all souls to move forward. It's a balance that grants many souls a vision of your blissful life. There's no other art greater than balance. There was once a pair of acrobats, a father and his daughter. They used to play street plays, where the father would keep a stick or a bamboo on his head, and his daughter would climb here on the stick above, and then he would walk, and that's how they would earn money, by maintaining balance. Once the daughter, or the father, said to the daughter, you look after me and I look after you, so that we can keep a balance. You look after me whilst you are above, and I will look after you while you are above. So she says, no father, you look after yourself and I will look after myself. When you look after yourself, you will look after me, and when I look after myself, I will look after you. So when we keep balance, when we look after ourselves, automatically we are looking after others. When we are not looking after ourselves, we are not looking after others. When we ourselves are keeping balance, we can help others to keep balance. So, balance is a very beautiful art. If you see all the religions of the world, most of the religions have taught balance. And the foremost and the prominent of that is Buddhist religion. It talks of Madhyam Nikaya, or it's known as the middle path, where you are taught to keep balance, moderation, temperance in everything. If you go to ancient Greek philosophies, Aristotle talks of the golden means. The golden means not to go in excesses. One of the three principles which were etched near the temple of Delphi was balance. Not to go in excesses. Ati sarvatra varjate. Whether any field of life. If you go to the Confucius, Zhongzing, whatever they call that religion, the basic philosophies of balance. If you go to Islam, Islam talks about wasat. Wasat means keep balance. In Bahrain, there is a local newspaper, Al Wasat. which talks of balance. If you go to politics, in political science, there is a philosophy which is known as horseshoe philosophy. Right, right, left, left. They teach of keeping balance, that is known as center here. So, if you go to religion, balance. If you study all the Indian six philosophies, they talk of balance. So, everywhere, balance is the greatest art, and the balance is the most important thing in nature. Whenever the balance is lost, the person comes tumbling down. So, Baba also has taught us different types of balance. In today's Vardhan blessing, Baba is telling us to keep the balance of what? Remembrance and service. There are 16 different types of balances in Brahmin life. We can roughly divide them into physical, mental, and spiritual. Any one of these 16 balances, then any balance is lost, we are lost. Because the mind has a tendency to go in extreme. It moves like pendulum. When we are going towards right, in fact we are gathering momentum to go towards left. Life is like this pendulum. It goes to left, it goes to right, it keeps on swinging from one pole to another pole. We think that when somebody goes towards brahmacharya, in fact somewhere in his mind is gathering force towards going towards abrahmacharya. When one goes towards abrahmacharya, in too much of vices, he develops a desire to attain brahmacharya and he goes there. When one goes towards morality, automatically some force pulls him towards immorality. So this is swinging from morality to immorality. Should we not go towards morality? Should we not go towards chastity? Yes, we need to, but this going should not be by force. This going should not be by suppression or by repression. It should be an elevated experience. It should be an experience of freedom. And by choice, we decide that. And it should descend upon our consciousness on its own. So, such singing will not occur. Otherwise, all those who were earlier lost in indulgence and suddenly they developed vairagya, and they suddenly adopted the path of sannyasa, they have shown extreme asceticism, they have shown extreme tyag and extreme vairag, and ultimately they again fell down. So, ati sarvatra varjate, excesses. Baba talks about balance, and balance is so subtly connected with blessing and blissful life. So, Baba has taught us about 16 different types of balances. In physical, there are three. What are those three? Food, sleep, exercise. If one eats too much, there is every likelihood of falling sick. But when one eats too much and suddenly he sees somebody who is not eating much, he develops a desire to give up food. And suddenly he gives up food and goes to another extreme of starvation and then suffers. There was a man who read somewhere that eating is sin, food is sin, and he stopped eating because it is written in some of the scriptures which he read that eating is sin and one should not eat. And suddenly he stopped eating, and when he stopped eating, he developed that desire to eat inside. Because there was a suppression from outside because of some philosophy which he read. And then he starts finding ways and means of eating. Because outside he will show that I am not eating, but inside there is a desire to eat. So he will get up at night and eat. And then one day he decided that I cannot stay in this world. And he decided to go away. So he went to some forest, to some jungle, and started living in some hut. And his wife, who started missing him, he told his wife, I'm not interested, please do not disturb me, I'm going. I'll be staying in that hut. So one day his wife sent him flowers, just as a gift. And he wrote back, thanks for your bouquet, I received it, they were very tasty. He started eating flowers also, because there was a suppression. So the first balance is about food. One has to strike this balance of food in this Brahmin life. With your Brahma Bhojan, only your body should not grow, your intellect also should grow. Remember that. Second balance is about sleep. Don't go to the extreme. This temptation of getting up at 2 o'clock and doing yoga is too heavy on the minds of young Purusharthis. And everybody tries to wake up early, and then the whole day is snoozing, sleeping, slumbering during the duty hours. So understand how much sleep I need, what time I should sleep and what time I should get up, what should be the total amount of sleep, hours of sleep I need. These are the two most important balance in Brahmin life. If you can just establish these two balance, your Brahmin life will become successful. Otherwise, there would be always some or other hitch, some or other obstacle coming your path. Third balance is exercise. Not doing exercise and doing too much of exercise. We have not come here for becoming bodybuilders, remember that. So giving all the time to the exercise, giving all the time to the gym, and giving all the time to all the paraphernalia of exercising is not advocated. This is not gymnasium. Of course, this is a spiritual gymnasium, and we should become spiritual acrobats, spiritual gymnasts, spiritual bodybuilders, not the physical bodybuilders. We don't want to do wrestling here and boxing here and fight with somebody and do Malla Yuddha and defeat somebody. It's not for that. So third balance is of exercising. Also, not exercising, becoming flabby, becoming very stiff, to lose that resilience, to lose that flexibility, is not worthy of a yogi. A yogi should be very flexible. A yogi should be in control of his indriyas, his control of his breath. So these are the three types of balance. Physical. Then coming to mental, there are two types of mental balances. First is Vivek and Bhavana. Keeping a balance of Vivek and Bhavana. Where to get too much emotional and where to have logical sense. This is a very important balance. It's not that every time you will get emotional. Imagine a doctor getting emotional and starts crying with the patient and patient's relative. Will you be able to utilize his intellect and think? It's impossible. He has to maintain the logic. Other is master and child. This is especially said of meetings. Whenever we have meeting, we should give our suggestion as a master. But when the things are finalized, we should have the courage to keep aside our ego and to accept the decision which is taken in the end as something which is coming from Baba. Rather than putting our ego in between, we should keep this balance of master and child. So this is three types of physical balance, two types of mental balance, and 11 types of spiritual balances. So in they all will become 16. So what are the 11 different types of spiritual balances which Baba has taught? In fact, this Baba has taught more. Three are related to love. One is love and law. Other is love and power, prem and shakti. And third is loving and detached. So these are the three types of balance related to love. It's not that all the time you are too much loveful, but whenever there is a temptation in life, and somebody is attached to somebody, and there is a element of attachment, attraction, there is an element of moha, that time one has to show the swarup of power. One cannot become loveful, one cannot become merciful there. Because attachment is a great vice that will take you down the mire. It's a boggle, it's a quagmire, it's a daldal that makes you go down and down and down and down. It's a swampy and boggy land that sucks you inside. So, balance of love and power. One has to become powerful and not loveful. Balance of love and law. It's not that you start breaking the laws for the sake of love. For giving happiness to somebody, you start breaking Srimat. Baba said, do not give such happiness to others. Somebody, your old friend comes and he says, oh, let us go for a movie. And he is not aware that you are now in Gyan or you have advanced in Gyan. And he thinks you are the same old chap and he wants you to come with him. So you have to bring law there. You cannot break the law for giving happiness to somebody. Because in the end, ultimately you will be the sufferer. So the third balance is love and law, and then loving and detached. You should be loving to all. To be in the world but out of the world. To love everybody but absolutely detached, having nothing to do with anybody. So this is the three balance related to love. Then Gyan, Yog and Seva. These are the two different types of balance related to Gyan, Yog and service. Balance of Gyan and Yog. It's not that you keep on churning and churning and churning and you give up yoga. It's not that you only keep on sitting in the yoga and give up understanding knowledge and going into the depth of knowledge and pulling and bringing out pearls of knowledge. So this balance of Gyan and Yoga. Balance of Yoga and service. Service should not occupy you so much that the yoga is lost. Or the yoga should not become an excuse for negligence in service. And there's a book, Autobiography of a Yogi, by Swami Yogananda, Divine Life Society. In that book, there is one chapter where Yogananda, as a child, as Mukunda, he describes his spiritual journey. And in that, there is a beautiful statement in that chapter, 5th, 9th or 10th, where he says, spiritual contemplation should not become an excuse for material negligence. Spiritual contemplation should not become an excuse for material negligence. You cannot give spiritual reasons for your material negligence. Why you did not do this task? Because I was listening to some class. Why you didn't do this seva? Because I was, your duty was there. Because Baba had come, so I had gone to meet him. Any spiritual reasons should not be given for material negligence. Like sisters used to come by train and they would reach Sirohi or that Swarup Ganj. Baba said, how you reach there? You should get down at Abu Road. They said, we were lost in your remembrance. That's why we did not know when the Abu Road came and we reached Swarup Ganj. So this is not, you cannot give such reasons. These are lame excuses. So these are the two. Then sadhan and sadhana. Keep a balance of these two. Sadhana should not get lost in sadhana. Sadhana should be the first thing in life. All the paraphernalia of science, all that we see in the jet age, all that we have in the digital world should not kidnap our sadhana. Seriousness and entertaining nature. Ramnikta and Gambhirta. Keep a balance of these two. Then Seva and Swastiti. These are the three. Then Kathani and Karni. Whatever you speak and whatever you, this should be in alignment with each other. Thinking, speaking and doing. Mostly Baba talks of Kathani and Karni should become one. What you speak, that you should do. This should not be absolutely against each other. Bole taisa chale tyachi vandana paule ange jhadina angana tyache daitva karina. One of the saints says, if I find any person who does the same thing which he speaks, I will sweep his floor, his courtyard with my own whole body. But let me find such a man, such a rare species, who does what he speaks. So Kathani and Karni. Then Laukik and Alaukik. And last, royalty and simplicity. So these are the 16 different types of balances in spiritual life. First, physical. Second, mental. And third, spiritual. Three types of physical balances. First balance, sleep, food and exercise. Two types of mental balances. Mental balances, Vivek and Bhavana. Mental balance, second, being a master and being a child. So these are the five. First three physicals and two mental. And 11 types of spiritual balances. In that, first three are related to love. Love and law, love and power, loving and detached. Prem, Shakti. Prem, law and love. Nyara, Pyara, loving, detached. So these are the three types of balances related to love. Then the two types of balances related to Gyan, Yog and Seva. Gyan, Yog, Yog, Seva. Then there are three types of balances related to S. Swastiti, Sadhana. Swastiti and Seva. It's not that during Seva your Swastiti is destroyed. You enter into service with a very good stage, but when you come out, your Swastiti is annihilated, totally gone. You have become more disturbed after doing service. Baba says, give up the service but don't give up happiness. So you have to strike the balance of Swastiti and Seva. Then seriousness and entertainment. Gambhirta and Ramnikta. Then third, Seva, Sadhan and Sadhana. Sadhana should not get lost in sadhan. Use all the sadhans, but keep detached. Use all the sadhan, but this sadhan, there was a beautiful picture somebody had sent. This was a mobile like this, and inside, these are the cage, and people are locked inside with their mobile. They are entering through mobile, mobile is a gate, and inside there is a cage, and inside they are locked. So this should not become our handcuffs where we are locked here and we can't get out. So the balance is Swastiti, Seva, Sadhan, Sadhana and third, entertaining nature, Ramnikta and seriousness. Then Kathani, Karni, then Laukik, Alaukik. One should not get so much lost in the Laukik that the Alaukik is lost. One should not get lost in the Laukik Parivar so much that the Alaukik Parivar is lost. Tomorrow's Murli is entirely on this God's family. And we are going to revise that just now by different methods. There are 16 different components of God's family, Baba has told in this Murli. What are the components of God's Prabhu Parivar? So there are about 16 different specialities, 16 different components, 16 different things which happen once you enter into this family, which is not possible in the worldly family. So remember to keep the balance of laukik, alaukik, kathni, karni, simplicity and royalty. One should be simple, but one should still have royalty. Simplicity doesn't mean that you start wearing tattered clothes and you show that we are beggars, because Baba has said you have to become from beggar to prince. But that doesn't mean that you reduce yourself to that level of penury or paupery. So these are the total 16 different types of balances in Brahmin life. Three physical, two mental, and 11 types of spiritual balances. Om Shanti.